This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, March 5th. Thank you guys for joining us here as we get things going here. Just getting out of Monday. How was your Monday? How's your morning this so far?
So far, it was actually an interesting morning. We were talking on the show yesterday, when did you look like a creeper? I had a moment this morning with my neighbor at about 3:30. I was outside taking Jack's outside, and it was quiet at 3:30 in the morning. We just heard a noise, and Jack started to bark and ran to our side gate, and so I walked over there, and I see a man walking from the street to my neighbor's car, and so I'm standing there staring there. Jack starts to bark again. This person looks over. We're now making, like, I would assume his eye contact. He's looking my direction. I'm looking his direction. And it felt like an eternity, but it was probably maybe 3 or 4 seconds. And then the guy, like, unlocks his car and gets in his car. It was my neighbor. And I just think he felt like I was, like, a creeper watching him. But at the same time, I heard a noise. I wanted to make sure no one was breaking into a car, because we would have a car stolen from our neighborhood back in December. So it was just kind of an awkward exchange this morning at 3:30.
Is this a neighbor that you know? Or is one that you're just like, oh, I know he lives here, but I have no idea what their name is?
That one. They just moved in a few months ago. They moved in across the street from us. I've yet to meet them. I don't know this guy.
Now's a perfect time. Hey, it's 3:30. Good morning. I was just making sure your car wasn't being stolen.
How's it going? My name is JC. Welcome in the neighborhood. I'm usually up at 3:30 at this time.
Yeah, seems like we both are.
Yeah, so it's just kind of an odd exchange this morning, but I'm glad no one was breaking into the car. It was just my neighbor leaving his house at 3:30.
Yeah, you never know. That's for sure. Yeah, and I'm sure your neighbor loved hearing a dog bark at 3:30 in the morning, too.
He's going out there like, what is going on at 3:30? What
yeah,
kind of neighborhood
no kidding.
Is this? How are you doing? How was the game last night?
It was good. I mean, they lost. I was at the Vegas Thrill game last night, the women's pro volleyball team, and they played Atlanta. Lost the first two games, but that third game, it looked like they were going to win it. I believe it was like 21-18, and we're like, oh my gosh. And then Atlanta just kind of clawed their way back, and then it went into extra points. I think it ended up being like 27-25 or something like that.
No kidding.
Yeah, we were so bummed. The ladies, they look great. It's just Atlanta was able to scratch their way through that one. And so it was kind of a bummer. I was hoping it would go at least four games last night, because I was supposed to pick up my husband and my daughter. They were coming back from Florida finally after like 5 days, and their flight got in at like 10 o'clock. So the game ends at like 8:45. I'm like, oh, what do I do for an hour and 15 minutes?
And you're a dollar loan center in Henderson.
Yeah, I live on the other side of town. If I drove home, I literally just turn right around and go back to the airport. So I was like taking my time getting out of there, just kind of like, you know, talking to people. And I'm like, all right, it's time to go. So I just went there, sat in the cell phone parking lot for like an hour. And then they finally got in. By the time it was all said and done, we got them. They checked in luggage. We waited for their, I waited in the car. They texted me, okay, here's where we're at. We went and got them, drove home, showered, all that. It was like a little past 11 by the time I finally got to bed last night. This morning, the alarm went off and I was just like, oh man, this is going to be an interesting day.
Isn't that funny? You have that time to kill before going to the airport. You have like an hour or so to kill. And you're maybe hoping for a conversation with someone or like I'm sure there's no traffic getting over to the airport. You have no problem getting over there. Like, okay, now just sit here and wait for an hour.
Yeah. And people are like, go home. Why are you still hanging out? I'm like, I can't go home. I got to wait for a little while, but it was so nice to have them back.
I'm sure 5 days.
Oh, man. Wow. I was so lonely. I didn't talk about it on the air because I was just like so sad and lonely by myself in that house. It was so nice to have them back. It was funny because one thing, though, sleeping by myself, I have a hard time sleeping without Matt there. Like, we always could just kind of have our ritual. We fall asleep holding hands, and then, you know, we eventually kind of turn on our sides or whatever. But so I didn't have that. So I haven't been able to sleep solid. Of course, every single sound I hear, mm-hmm. I'm like, and my sleep was not good. So I'm finally excited. He's home. I can actually relax, sleep. Poor guy is congested. He snored all night. I was like, oh, my gosh. He's back.
So. It is so funny. They get back into town. There's that moment of bliss. Like, oh, wait, you're snoring right now.
Dang it. It was so quiet before. But I am so happy that they're back. Yeah, it was a fun trip.
They had a good time in Orlando?
Yeah, the team didn't do so well. But, you know, they tried.
It's the experience.
Yeah,
the experience.
They did have a great time in Orlando. So, yeah, happy that they're back. And we're happy that you're here with us this morning. We've got a lot happening. It's Tuesday. We have Try It Tuesday coming up just after 8 o'clock this morning. We've got tickets for you to check out Reggae in the Desert. We've got Joe Coy tickets, and we have tickets for Dancing with the Stars in Las Vegas. All of that on the way. But right now it is time to do the pre-show you pick 'em. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Step by Step by New Kids on the Block? Step by step. Ooh, baby. Gonna get to you, girl. Do you want to hear Celebrity Skin by Hole? Or do you want to hear In the Air by Flo Rida?
Oh, hot damn. This is my jam. Keep me partying till the AM. Y'all don't understand.
Those are your choices. Get your votes in now. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page or text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to want to hear this.
All right. We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, when did do-it-yourself go horribly wrong? Steph tried to save some cash by DIYing this herself, and it did not end well. We'll talk about that next. But first, the votes are in, and Step by Step by New Kids on the Block is the pre-show you pick 'em.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Step by step, ooh baby, gonna get to you, girl.
Mix 94.1, this is the pre-show. You know, it's not a bad idea to try to save some money where you can, cut some corners if you're able to. And sometimes that means you have to take on a project on your own instead of hiring someone to do it. And that's exactly what Steph did, thinking, hey, this will save a couple of bucks, but this is why we pay the experts, I guess, for situations like yours. What happened?
We are trying to save money because we have tons of weddings coming up. I got a bachelorette party I'm planning, and it's a lot of money. So the way we're trying to cut corners financially is for Momo, and Momo's a Shih Tzu. And if you know Shih Tzus, their hair, they need groomings like every 6 to 8 weeks. It's a very high maintenance dog with the grooming. So it was about that time where the 8 week mark is coming up. Momo looks shaggy. He's like, all right, dude, you need a haircut. We have some clippers. We have a little bit of scissors. Let's do it ourselves. So this past weekend, we did our hair, Momo's haircut. And oh my God, it was botched. Momo was not having it. I sent you guys a picture of Momo. His head is bigger than his body. If you look at his neck, it's so skinny. I couldn't even get in between his eyes because his face would keep moving. I mean, oh man, I am just kind of at this point where maybe we go to the groomer and he needs a fix in.
I don't think he looks bad. What is wrong? I think he looks cute.
Okay, zoom in into his eyes. In between his eyes, there's hair on top of his nose that should be all the way down to the top of his nose. I couldn't even get that because he wouldn't let me.
I mean, these are things as not a Shih Tzu owner, I would never notice and think he's just the cutest little thing. So I think you did a good job, but you know what it's supposed to look like, and I don't.
Okay, JC, be honest. You see the picture of Momo of that post haircut.
He just looks confused.
Oh, he doesn't look happy, but he looks adorable.
Yeah, Momo's, I love it when, and sometimes Steph will send me videos of Momo doing stuff. I think Momo's one of the cutest dogs out there. But yeah, I can see under, I guess it would be his right eye. The hair's a little bit longer than the left side, but I'm there with Mercedes. It's not the worst cut ever, but just seeing him, he's like, this is not my normal cut. Thank you for going to get a haircut and is not right in the stylish shoes. Like, what do you think? You're like, oh my gosh, it's great. In the back of your mind going, oh.
Yeah, his groomer, his name is Jack. Her name's Jackie. And we're like, sorry, Jackie can't give you a haircut today. It's mommy and daddy. And you could tell it's like, oh. His body language is like, darn it, I miss Jackie. When am I going to see Jackie again?
Oh, man. It's the poor little guy. He's just like, help me, Jackie. Help me.
Where's my Jackie? It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2017.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, March 5th. So glad to have you guys joining us here as we get things going. And since it is show number 2017, let's talk about that year. I mean, it was only, what, 8 years ago? No, how many years ago?
Seven years ago.
Let's learn math here. The top song of 2017 was this song.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet.
Shape of You by Ed Sheeran. Some of the big movies of 2017 include Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi, Beauty and the Beast, Wonder Woman, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, and Spider-Man Homecoming. 2017... with the Oscars coming up this weekend, this is very timely. That was the year of Envelope Gate. Do you remember when Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway, they walked on stage with the wrong envelope and they announced that La La Land won Best Picture?
Yes.
And they did not. It was actually Moonlight that won. So the La La Land team had already started thanking people before the producer of the show had to go to the mic to announce the mix-up. He said, sorry, guys, hold on. There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture. This is not a joke. What a mess that was. Everyone was like, what is happening?
And then did the Moonlight cast come up to give a speech? Then La La Land had to go sit down, right?
Yeah. I think it was just like so
it was a debacle.
Awkward. So that happened that year. Also in 2017, do you remember Ariana Grande? She was performing at the Manchester Arena in northwestern England in May when a suicide bomber detonated an explosive device outside of her
yes,
concert.
Absolutely.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
That was a big deal. That tragedy really did renew the public's concerns with concert safety, and it prompted the Department of Homeland Security to say there's no evidence of credible threats against music venues in the United States, but it really made people kind of reevaluate you know, that's a lot of people together at one time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, totally remember that.
Also, speaking of concerts in 2017, a tragic day here in Las Vegas. That was when we had the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas, and it killed 58 people. Some others died after because of the injuries, injured more than 500 people.
Yes.
I still remember that day like it was yesterday.
Oh, so if you're here in Las Vegas or anywhere in the country, you would remember that day, but especially here in town. And I think everyone had someone that, you know, either maybe you're down there yourself, or if you weren't down there, you knew someone, whether it be a friend, a family member that was down there. It just affected the entire valley. It's a moment you'll never forget.
I'd say the entire country. It was just, I mean, it's been called the deadliest shooting in modern U.S. history. So it was just a heartbreaking day for this city. That was in 2017. On a happier note, 2017, Beyonce's pregnancy announcement. She announced her pregnancy with twins. It was like this elaborate photo shoot that she did, and it ended up being the most liked picture on Instagram for more than a year. Do you remember that picture with all the flowers everywhere?
I don't.
Oh my
God. I gotta look it up.
Yeah, that was when she was pregnant and presented her little babies, Rumi and Sir, to the world. And then Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they got engaged in 2017. And 2017 was the year of Taylor Swift's comeback. She returned after a year out of the public eye with a new look, a brand new album, and it was
In the Middle of the Night.
Reputation. She also announced a massive 2018 tour, and it was a huge deal because she ended up selling more than 1.2 million copies in the first week.
Wow.
Of it going
huge.
On sale. Yeah.
She was out of music for a year going into that, huh?
Out of the public eye. Yeah. She just stayed out of it, and that was her big comeback.
All right. Coming up here, we have Mercedes, as we get closer and closer to show number 2024. This saddens me.
I know.
I've had so much fun hearing you do these facts and just looking back on the past and flashback stuff. It's coming to an end. What do we do? Oh, I worry about this every single morning when we start the show. I really do. Coming up here in about 15 minutes, we've got the early edition of Heads Up. And when you win, you're going to get tickets to the Reggae in the Desert concert over at the Clark County Amphitheater. But up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Well, this movie from 2003 is getting a sequel. We've got that and more coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the Hot Topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Taylor Swift is trending this morning. The countdown is on for the Eras Tour to come to your home. There is a new trailer for the Eras Tour, Taylor's version, that was released yesterday. And Taylor teased some of what we can expect. The concert film is making its streaming debut exclusively on Disney Plus. The new preview teases that the film's going to feature four additional acoustic songs, which we already knew. But in the clip that Taylor reveals, one of them, in this clip, she sits down at the piano in a red gown and says, "This is one of my favorites," while smiling and playing the notes of this song.
This is one of my favorites.
That, if you don't know, is the song Maroon off of her Midnights album. You can watch the Eras Tour streaming on Disney Plus at 6 p.m. our time on March 14th.
How good is that movie? I haven't watched it yet. It's out there. You can see it. Is it entertaining? Is it worth a watch, the Taylor Swift?
I'm not sure. I have not seen it. I went to the concert, but I haven't seen
it. Oh, you haven't
movie.
Seen the movie one?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I'm sure it's fantastic. I went to the concert, and I absolutely loved it. But, yeah, I haven't. I was supposed to go see it in theaters, and then something happened where we weren't able to go. So I haven't been able to sit down and watch it, but I love that they're doing four acoustic songs because she only does two in the concert. So she's going to be, they're adding some from other shows.
She's always giving back to like more stuff for her fans, different Easter eggs and stuff. It really is. It's amazing the stuff that she does.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Also trending this morning is Lindsay Lohan. Both she and Jamie Lee Curtis have said in the past that they would love to return to do a sequel to their 2003 version of the movie Freaky Friday. And now we have learned it's happening. In an interview yesterday, she confirmed that a sequel is definitely on the way. She was asked about the whole timeline on that, when fans should expect it to come out. And she said, I won't say that yet. I don't want to say too much. She also said that she and Jamie are really excited to reunite for the sequel.
So what's the premise of the first one? I don't think I saw the original Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday was the where she had a twin sister and they switched lives. They met at camp. And they switched lives. Oh, no, no, I'm thinking of, oh, wait, what's the other one?
Is Freaky Friday there with the body switch?
This is where they do the body switch.
The body
yeah.
switch, okay.
Why am I, what's the one where they switch lives? Steph, you know which one I'm
I think
talking
I
about.
Saw that one.
So the one you're thinking of is Parent Trap.
Parent Trap, yes.
I just watched that the other day. It was on TV. So it was in the brain. No, Freaky Friday is where they, Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan switch bodies, yeah.
And their mom and daughter.
Yes.
Which is kind of weird.
I liked it. It's
yeah,
great.
But all of a sudden, you're in your mom's body. Isn't that weird?
That's all the premise. It's like, oh my gosh, this is what my mom goes through every day, and she has a reality check.
I wouldn't want to do that. All of a sudden, I'm in my dad's body. I'm like, this is too weird for me. I couldn't handle it.
Well, that's it was a remake. Like, wasn't the original, like, back in the 70s or something like that?
Yes.
Freaky Friday?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So they did a remake of it.
Oh, and the Parent Trap was a remake, too.
Yes. Parent Trap. Man, I love that movie. Parent Trap was my favorite. So that is trending this morning. And then the Oscars are trending this morning. So this weekend, the 96th Annual Academy Awards are here already. And they are going all out for the gift bags. These gift bags are worth nearly $250,000. Man, no wonder celebrities are so rich. They get all this stuff for free.
Yeah.
Award nominees are going to get this Oscar bag filled with over-the-top stuff. Some of the things include, you know, skincare, wellness products, designer throw pillows, trips like an all-inclusive stay at a Swiss chalet for up to 10 guests, a 7-day holistic wellness retreat, a 3-night stay at a private villa in St. Bart's. Other gifts include a private mentalist show, a microneedling device, vegan chocolate, red light sleep therapy device. It's just crazy. Everything that is included in this. The 96th Annual Academy Awards are happening March 10th at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood, and that is what's trending.
Up next, we've got a heads up and tickets for you to Reggae and the Desert Concert. Smix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Travis, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. We've got a pair of tickets for you to check out Reggae in the Desert at the Clark County Amphitheater. If you win, pick a category. Do you want to go with 33 Flavors, Wild Wild West, Game Master, or Field Goal?
Ooh. Go Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West it is. World Wildlife Day was on Sunday. These are all things you would find in the wild, okay?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. All right, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
Let's go JC.
Okay.
All right, Travis, we got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 cracks. You're going to Reggae in the Desert, and we start now. This is a prickly green plant you'd find in the desert.
Cactus.
Yes. These things were blowing all over the place during this past windstorm. They blow in this. Yes. Little tiny bugs are known as
insects.
Yes. A lizard is a classification of this. A snake is a classification of this.
Reptile.
Yes. These creatures fly in the sky.
Birds.
Yes. This animal roars. The MGM uses
one.
Yes. Oh,
yes!
Wow.
Yes, you nice. Got it. Nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Man, Travis.
Thank you.
You know your wild stuff. You know your wild, wild west. You're all set now with tickets to Reggae in the Desert. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you, guys. Awesome.
Thanks for listening. Yeah, we'll have more of these tickets tomorrow morning with Heads Up. And in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up, we have your tickets to check out Dancing with the Stars live at the Pearl over at the Palms. It's going to be really cool. So that is coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. What is the worst pain you have ever experienced in your entire life? 702-364-9400. I am not even a man. I don't even have these parts. But when I heard this story, I cringed. A California man was staying at the Venetian over the holiday season, and he says that he was considering legal action after he was stung by a scorpion in his testicles. Like I said, don't have the parts, but still. Oh my gosh. He said he felt like someone was stabbing him in that area.
Oh my gosh.
He said it felt like a knife. And so he went to the restroom and he saw a scorpion hanging from his underwear.
He posted the whole news story on it. You can see he took pictures of it. You see the scorpion, and it's a good-sized scorpion inside of his underwear. When I saw this story, I saw it on the news yesterday. The pain immediately went through my body. I couldn't imagine the agony that guy went through. And he's sleeping, too, and he's woken up by this, a scorpion stinging his testicles.
I think that just being stung by a scorpion would hurt in general.
Yes.
But specifically there... Wow. What is the worst pain you have ever experienced? Was it a scorpion sting? Where was it? Or was it something else? Let's talk to Jesse. Jesse, what's the worst pain you've ever experienced?
So definitely, I'd say a motorcycle accident back in 2017. Just a little human error went down and had some massive road rash on my left arm, and well, it wasn't very pretty.
Where were you when it happened? Were you on like a city street, or were you off-road, or where were you?
Unfortunately, it was a city street. Just a group ride in town in Vegas, and just misjudgment, and broke the whole bike in half, and it was not a good night.
Oh man, I'm sorry about your bike, but are you okay now? Everything okay?
Yeah, all good now. Biggest pain was just the healing process and getting all the asphalt out of the skin.
Yeah, you probably still have some
gravel
pieces
in there.
Of gravel. Oh. Yeah, thanks for calling. Let's talk to Sean. Sean, what is the worst pain you have ever experienced?
It wasn't me. It was one of my friends outside of Tucson and through high school. We were outside of Tucson shooting guns in the desert, and an ant went up his leg and bit him in the testicles.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Why are animals going there?
Then he passed out.
He's screaming, oh my God.
Oh, wow. That tiny ant, that tiny scorpion has so much power to bring a grown man down. That's just showing you how sensitive that area is. Danielle, good morning. What was the worst pain that you've ever experienced?
I got to the hospital too late. They couldn't give me anything, so I was forced to have natural childbirth.
Oh, girl. I have a whole level of respect for you because I did not have to go through that, but I almost did. And they, nick of time. So, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm guessing it's a 10?
It was a 12.
Oh, Danielle. But look what you got out of it, right?
That's right.
Yes. She's like, she had to think for a second. Like, yeah, I guess.
The kid's sitting next to mom. Say yes. Say it's great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
If you're a parent, do you let your kids do sleepovers still? I've noticed that, like, when I was a kid, we always did sleepovers. It was just always someone staying at someone else's house. I've noticed now, like, parents are way more hesitant to let their kids do sleepovers. And this is probably one of those reasons why. This Lake Oswego, Oregon father has been jailed after being accused of drugging three of his daughter's 12-year-old friends.
Oh my God, scumbag.
During an August sleepover at his house. Michael Maiden, he turned himself in last week. He's accused of lacing smoothies with the sedative benzodiazepine, and which is the main ingredient in Valium, Xanax, Ativan. The girls described him as kind of inserting himself into everything that they were doing. And when one girl didn't want to drink her smoothie, which she only had a little bit of, he got mad and he made her another one. One of the girls texted her mom and begged her to pick her up after his unusual behavior. The kids were taken to the hospital after that, where they tested positive for the drug. He pleaded not guilty to multiple felony and misdemeanor charges at his arraignment on Wednesday.
I mean, there's rage inside of me right now. I couldn't imagine being that parent. How could you physically hold yourself back from attacking this guy? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's unreal.
There was a girl that we've lost touch with her family, but she used to play on the softball team with one of my daughters. And I remember that one of the girls was having a sleepover and people, you know, the whole team was invited. My daughter just does not like sleepovers, so she was a no right off the bat. But I was talking to another mom and she's like, oh, is your daughter going to sleepover? I'm like, no, it's not really her thing. And she's like, I was totally for it until I found out that she has brothers. And I was like, what? And she's like, I don't trust if there's other males in the house. And I was like, well, first of all, I knew the family's brothers. They were very nice. So I kind of felt bad. But she's like, I don't want my daughters to be alone with older boys. And while I understand, I also felt bad for the family because they were just trying to do something.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Not thinking anything bad. Yeah.
Yeah. But does anyone else feel that way where it's like, nope, absolutely not. Not happening. It just when I see stuff like that, I'm like, I'm so glad my kids hate sleepovers.
Yeah. It makes you want to vet the family that they're going to. Do you know them? Do you know the parents? Do you know the brothers? I'm sure your friends, their brothers were just fantastic kids.
Oh, they were. Yeah, they were great.
I remember my sister would have a sleepover and stuff, and I was the younger brother. I would get excited because there was new energy in the house. We'd have like pizza for dinner, and then I would be able to watch. If they watched a movie or something, I would do that, and then I would be, you know, I'd probably just either fall asleep or just kind of get bored and go do my own thing. But it was just like there was different energy about the house, and then come downstairs in the morning, and there's always a special breakfast that we normally don't have because there's extra people in the house. It was just fun when we had those.
What do you guys think? We're getting a bunch of texts here at 702-364-9400. This one says, absolutely no sleepovers. I trust no one. No parents, no one. I understand. I do understand. I think that you just don't know unless you really know them. There's a select group of people I would be like, yes.
There's a set of people that you know inside and out, sure.
But if it's just someone like new to their world, I'm not sure about that. Let's talk to Erica. Erica, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking about sleepovers. What's your whole take?
So I kind of have the other side of it. My girls were younger in the early 2000s, and my son and my husband, when my girls had sleepovers, I always made them be scarce. Like, I was so worried about allegations. I never, ever worried, of course, about my son and husband, but I was just worried about the you know, the things that the girls could say.
You know, you
never were around them.
You bring up an excellent point. You never want, like, your son or husband to be accused of doing something that they didn't do. Mm-hmm. And so that's very smart on your part. Very, you know, good to plan ahead with. And it's sad that you have to do that, right, Erica? But I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, for sure. It was rough, but, you know, we got through it. But in today's age, I don't know if I'd have sleepovers.
I think this day of the sleepover is really coming to an end.
Well, how about, too, that one that, with the story that you had, the one girl that felt like something was off and reached out to her mom, like, hey, come pick me up. Mm-hmm. Things are not right. And where their mom just, she hopefully picked up her daughter and stuff, but didn't, you know, if you get a message from Brooklyn in that situation where just something is off and you pick up your daughter, do you try to insert yourself and see what's going on, or just pick up your daughter and be like, all right, let's just go home?
Oh, man. I've luckily never been in that situation before. I did get called once. By my daughter to come pick her up at a birthday party. And it's because they went to Circus Circus. She almost threw up on one of the rides. I had to go pick her up.
Mom, I'm out.
She's like, Mom, can you come get me? I think I'm going to throw up. I was like, oh, God, I'm almost there. Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. I think we were all given a gift yesterday. Did anybody see the Jason Kelce retirement speech?
This thing was gold.
It was
so good.
It was truly a gift. I was in tears just watching this. The Philadelphia Eagles, Jason Kelce, announced he is retiring after 13 seasons. He has made 6 postseason appearances, 2 Super Bowl trips over the past 7 seasons. And he announced his retirement yesterday, closing this Hall of Fame worthy career. This guy is just I don't know, he's a different breed in my eyes. It was a 45-minute speech, and I think I watched all 45 minutes of it. It was so emotional. I just felt like he pulled out all the stops. He didn't worry about looking a certain way. He just let the emotions flow, and it was really beautiful.
We have some of the speech we can play it here in a second. I don't know if you watched, I believe it was on Amazon Prime, the Kelce documentary about him. And this was on the 2022 season when he was thinking about retiring back then. And if you're not familiar with him or not a fan, I think you will become a fan after watching that documentary, because he's such a sweet, endearing, kind man. He loves his wife. He loves his family. He loves his girls. He loves the fans of Philadelphia, which can be hard to love at times. And I think all those emotions came out in that speech he gave.
I think that's when I cried the most, is when he was talking about his wife. Mm-hmm. And how much he loves her. And it's so beautiful. If you missed it, here is some of that speech.
And so this all brings us here to today, where I announce that I am retired. Well, I announce I'm retiring from the NFL after 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. And today, I must admit, I am officially overrated. Vastly overrated. It took a lot of hard work and determination getting here.
Oh my gosh. See, it's starting again. Things I should not cry over that I cry over. What is there something that it just always gets you? Whenever like an athlete truly speaks from the heart, and whether it's they're ending their career or they're moving on, it just always gets me. And his mom was there. His brother Travis was there. They were both super emotional watching it. It just, I don't know. I feel like that was a gift that he gave us. Never even like followed him until probably the last 4 or 5 years when the Eagles were doing really mm-hmm. well. And then I kind of had a word of who he is. And then with the Taylor Travis thing, that put it all on a whole new level. But I just thought that was such a gift.
What's the thing that makes you cry that just gets you every time? For me, it's anytime someone posts a video of military personnel coming home. It's just, it always gets me. But anytime they do it as a surprise and it's a kid somewhere and they're not expecting their mom or dad to be coming home from the service. The last one I saw was they were taking their wife had come back from serving her country, and the father was taking the son to their favorite restaurant, and they walk inside and you see the caption, you know, the son is in a mom is sitting at the booth, and they just go walking up, and it always takes like that split second for the child or the person to realize like, wait, mom. And then they just lose it and they hug. It just gets me every single time.
That it gets me with that. And then also like when they surprise their parents, Like, there's something about a mom not expecting to see her son or daughter, and then when they see them and then they break down, it gets me. That's something that also makes me cry. It happened yesterday when the Broncos announced that they were releasing Russell Wilson. I cried tears of joy, just like, yes, finally.
What a great day in sports. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
Three, two, one. Back to more of Mercedes in the morning on Mix 94.1.
We've got the Mega Minute coming up here in about 5 minutes. And when you conquer it, tickets for you to go see Joe Coy.
Is there a current trend that is just escalating and it's getting to be a little ridiculous? What is it for you? 702-364-9400. This is becoming a big thing on TikTok, and Steph, you pointed this out, and like literally our phones are listening because the second you mentioned it, I get on TikTok and I see all these videos about it. Herkel-derkling?
What is Herkel-derkling? This is new to me.
Steph, do you want to explain it?
Sorry, what was that?
The Herkel-derkling thing?
Oh, this is on TikTok, and they were talking about this new term called Herkel-derkle. I guess it's a new form of being a couch potato. Take a listen.
Just thought you guys should know that the Scottish have a word for laying around in bed after it's time to get up, and it's called herkel-derkling. I do be herkling and I do be derkling, and once I've herkled my last derkle in a given morning, I will get up, but I'm a big fan of a herkel-derkle, so you should be too.
So everyone's doing the herkel-derkling, and that's where you just basically stay in bed all day long. You herkel-derkle, you leave it. And that is escalating beyond anyone's control. I was going to add something to this list because I think I'm part of the contribution to this escalating beyond control. And it happened just the other day at NASCAR. I was talking to someone, and you know how you can kind of overhear other people's conversations. There was someone next to me, and they're like, duh, 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 yeah, oh, yeah, pickleball. And I turn and go, do you play pickleball? And he's like, do you play pickleball? And I'm like, I play pickleball. And we're like, pickleball. And that's all we could talk about. I think the pickleball trend is escalating beyond anyone's control right now. It's crazy.
It's getting bigger and bigger. You're all in on it too. It makes me happy. Whole family's doing pickleball. What about the gas prices right now? Southwest gas.
Well, yes,
that's escalating.
That is escalating for sure.
But you know what? Something I've noticed, and because there's been in the past couple weeks, I've been at the gym without my headphones. One time I forgot my headphones. I'm just working out and just listening to the sights and the sound at the gym. And then when I run at the gym, I don't have my headphones either. I'm noticing more and more people at the gym playing off their phone with no headphones. So music is playing, they're running or walking on the track, music's playing. I just noticed that more and more. And also on flights, Laura's recent flight back from New York, she had someone on the plane that didn't have headphones in and were just playing a movie. And it's like, to me, that's just rude to some people.
Why do people do that? That is really, really rude. Am I missing something there?
That's what I'm thinking. At the gym, the one guy at the gym, he was running around. This music was blaring. I'm like, dude, okay, you can hear your music. So can everyone else. It's noise pollution.
Someone just texted saying, you know, the TikTok trends where kids are destroying property or embarrassing people and just acting like jerks. I think that is escalating beyond control. I see so many of those videos, especially ones where they video their teacher and themselves being rude to them. I hate those. Yeah, those are a little out of control. This one says, what about plastic surgery, especially in teens and young adults? That seems to be escalating quite a bit. And then this one says, this is out of control. People asking for tips in non-tipped jobs. Why do I have to tip someone at McDonald's for just doing their job? Yeah. I mean,
we've talked about it. It's all over the place. And some places do deserve it. Less so many places deserve a tip. But you go to one place and they're turning around and just grabbing something and handing it to you. Is that tip worthy?
I don't know. I don't want to take any money out of anyone's pocket. I definitely don't want to do that. What gets me is, though, when they ask you for the tip and it's like 20, 25, 30%. Do you feel like a jerk if you don't? Because I pick the low.
Go low end?
I go 20, just standard across the board. Uh-huh. So sometimes it'll say 15, 18, 20. I'll go 20. Sometimes, unless it was like exceptional. Oh my gosh. But if you literally turned around and got me a drink, I'm sorry. But actually on that, I probably just do the manual one, $1, something like that. Let's talk to Don. Don, hey, good morning. What, in your opinion, is a trend that's just escalating way too much?
Listening with music, which I'm all for, but when you're in close quarters, like the grocery store with your husband and he's blaring his favorite thing, I just have to walk away when he gets mad at me, like I don't know him.
Oh, your husband does that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I ask her to stop and he gets upset at me, so then I walk away like...
I don't know you.
Yeah, I mean, I get it in certain, like maybe if you're walking outside or running outside, we're not, it's not in a closed area, but when you're doing it at the grocery store, at the gym, or on an airplane, when you've got 100 of the people around you, it's just, to me, it's just rude.
It's really rude. I don't know if they think we want to hear their stuff or what. Back on the Southwest gas bill, we just got a text that says, check your Southwest gas bill. Mine dropped from about 150 last month to about 80 this month. Still a lot more than last, but still. Mine went down by $20. It was not much.
At least we're going south and not north.
Oh my gosh.
It got out of control there for a minute. Hopefully it's still coming down too, as we're probably using less gas as things start to warm up here in Vegas.
Yeah, for sure.
Still. Okay, here we go. It's time for the Mercedes of the Morning Mega Minutes.
This is your chance to win a pair of tickets to see comedian Joe Coy coming to the T-Mobile Arena on April 26th. All you got to do is be caller 20 right now, and you get to take a chance at the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds, and it's 10 questions. If you can get all 10 of them correct in that time, you will win these tickets. Caller 20, you get to try your hand at the Mega Minute, 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
And Jennifer is our contestant this morning. How you doing this morning?
Good.
It's good to have you here for the Mega Minute. We are ready to give you these tickets for Joe Coy. Do you think you're ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, take a deep breath. It starts quickly.
So, Jennifer, you'll have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions correctly. If you pass on a question or get one wrong, we'll come back to that question at the end, and the game starts now.
In what country did sushi originate from?
Japan.
Yes. Actress Millie Bobby Brown plays what character in the Stranger Things series?
11.
Yes. Maleficent is the villain of which fairy tale?
Little Mermaid?
No. Adam Levine is the lead singer of which group?
Pass.
What country did St. Patrick's Day originate from?
Ireland.
Yes. What does the acronym YOLO mean?
You only live once.
Yes. What movie is associated with the Yellow Brick Road?
Wizard of Oz.
Yes. Who is the youngest sister of the Kardashian-Jenner sisters?
Kylie?
Yes. March Madness is a tournament for which sport?
Basketball.
What type of basketball?
NCAA.
Yes. The Amazon. Oh, darn it. We didn't even make it through the top 10. We had one left, and we had to pass on a couple. Those were tough, Jennifer. You did really well. I think we just got tripped up on a couple. Maleficent is the villain of which fairy tale? That would be Sleeping Beauty. Adam Levine is the lead singer of which group? That is Maroon 5. I'm so sorry, Jennifer. You did really well, with the exception of those two, and that means... Caller 20 right now. You get these tickets. Joe Coy, T-Mobile Arena, April 26th. You want them? You get them if you're 20. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Have you ever had a job where you had to upsell? Where you are supposed to, hey... When they buy this, ask them if they want to include this, or ask them if they would like to sign up for this. I working in retail, every time I go somewhere, I can tell if I'm being upsold just because I've had that experience. And our big upsell thing used to be signing people up for a store credit card. I worked at a big department store, and it was always get them to sign up for the credit card. And it was so funny. It's like, would you like 20% off your purchase today by signing up for a blah, blah, blah card? And 9 times out of 10, they were like, no, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. But when they said yes, I freaked out.
You do?
What? Oh, okay. Oh, and like I would forget what I needed to do. I'd have to call a manager over to help me. It was crazy. Did you ever, were you supposed to upsell anything when you were younger?
When I worked at the Value Rent-A-Car in college, yes, we were all about the upsell. And there were multiple things. One was to upsell you on a bigger car. Oh, you're going to be in Las Vegas for the weekend. The weather's going to be great. I can get you in a convertible. It's just an extra $15 day. And so that was the one upsell. And the other big upsell was the insurance. Would you like the full coverage or just the basic? Which was a very leading question, because I didn't give the person the opportunity to say, I don't want any coverage, because just the basic was $9 a day. And they're like, I guess just the basic. I'm like, okay, that's $9 a day. And you'd sign them up for the insurance, and we would make great commission off of that. I think the industry has changed a lot over the years, but back then it was all about the upsell and the bigger car and getting them to buy that insurance.
I always say no to that.
Same, I do too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I always feel bad. There's a little part of me, and I like that you can book it online now so you don't have to deal with the person, because in person, I was just like, oh man, no. Sorry. And that disappointment, you know, it was always so, it's so sad.
Well, there's be times too where they would come in and someone would book an economy car, and you make a reservation at a rental car place, you were guaranteed a car. You're going to get that car, and you booked an economy, and hopefully they'll have that economy car to give you. But if they don't, you're going to get the next size up or two sizes up. And so many times someone would come in with an economy car reservation. I would try so hard, and knowing I didn't have that car, but I would still try the upsell. Listen, you know, $10 a day? No. $5 a day? No. Knowing I'm going to put them in that car anyway. And then I'm like, I'll tell you what, you guys seem like really nice people. I'm going to give you that car anyway. Like, oh my gosh, thank you. Not knowing they were going to get that regardless.
Do you always, my husband does this when we get great service. He's like, is your manager here? Can I talk to them? And he's like, this guy was fantastic. Yeah, when Thanksgiving comes around, you need to get this guy a turkey. He was fantastic.
There's a moment of panic where I think I'm in trouble.
Does that.
Yeah. Hey, coming up next hour, right around 8:30, we have tickets for you to Dancing with the Stars live.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, everyone, if you are trying to log into Facebook or Instagram, you may be having issues. You may be finding that you have been logged out and you can't get back in. Don't worry, you're not alone. There is something going on right now with Facebook and Instagram. Here's what we know. As of this morning, it was right around 7 o'clock our time, Meta-owned social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Messenger, are down. People are reporting, they started reporting the outages, like I said, about an hour ago. There's no word. It's still a developing situation here. So I originally thought, oh no, did I get hacked or something? I can't log back in. What's going on? Then I asked you guys, I'm like, did you guys get logged out of your accounts? And you're like, yeah. So yeah, it's definitely. And where do we go to find this out? Twitter. So that's where and that's where all the articles are popping up about, yes, something is going on. So don't worry. I'm sure we'll have more information on that here soon.
Yeah, I had the same thing. I logged out, and I can't tell you, I've always just been automatically, my login's always been saved on Facebook. So I went to go log back in, and I didn't remember my password, and I've been trying to reset my password for like the past 5 minutes. I'm like, yep, something's going on with this thing.
Yeah, it's not going to let you. It's saying that your original password doesn't work.
And yeah.
Yeah, it's so we're going to have to wait this one out. Also, this morning, we briefly mentioned it earlier this hour, a couple of years ago. Russell Wilson was the hottest commodity in the NFL, but now he is a man without a team. The Denver Broncos have informed him that they intend to release the 9-time Pro Bowl player after the March 13th beginning of the NFL year because of the move. The Broncos are going to be taking an $85 million dead money hit over the next 2 seasons.
Ooh.
And we'll have to decide if the biggest chunk of that hit will come this season or next season.
Oh my God. Maybe that's why Sean Payton, the coach of the Broncos, didn't want to talk to us during, he knew something was going on during Radio Row a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, those two just never really clicked. They never, you could tell. And I don't mean this in a rude way. I mean this in like an elite athlete and elite coach way. They both have big egos. Mm-hmm. And I think rightfully so. I mean, I think they've earned their place in sports history. But when you have two people with two different mindsets, two different large egos, there's going to be some conflict. And I just feel like it never really clicked with those guys.
You're the Broncos fan. When Russell Wilson came, he was supposed to be the saving grace of the team, correct?
Oh, man. Going to be the next Peyton Manning. Like, we were so excited about it.
Was there ever a shining moment with him and the team, or was it all downhill once he arrived?
I mean, there were glimmers of hope.
Saw a little bit.
But yeah, I'm bummed. I really liked him. I think he's a good person. It just sucks that it just didn't work out. So
hey, he's going to be fine.
The rumor is he's going to be in this city here before long.
No kidding.
That's the rumor that's going around that he'll be part of the Raiders before we know it.
Well, who are we talking? Colin Coward. We're talking to Colin about the Raiders. He's like, yeah, the coach is great and everything, but they need that franchise quarterback is what he was talking about. Is Russell Wilson the franchise quarterback of the Raiders? How much time does he have left on the clock?
I don't know. How old is he? He's still in his 30s,
right? Is he in his 30s?
I don't know.
Tom Brady went a while. Two different caliber of quarterbacks, but we'll see. That'll be interesting.
He's only 35.
Oh, he's a young guy.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
And Jimmy G is just kind of, he's just pushed back to the side.
Oh, poor Jimmy G. Facebook's down. Russell Wilson's down. Jimmy G fans are down.
Everyone's all down. We need something uplifting.
All right. Finally, this morning, you know, this weekend is daylight saving time, right?
I'm excited about it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm happy for the extra daylight. I'm happy for that extra time.
I try to not be pessimistic about it because all I think about is I'm losing an hour of sleep. But they say if you get prepared now, you should be okay. This is when we spring forward an hour, clock changes, less sleep in the following days, and of course, later sunsets, which is always nice. The National Sleep Foundation recommends you prepare like now. Avoid alcohol before bed. They say drinking can cause you to feel sleep initially, but then it causes those sleep disruptions. Make sure you start going to bed a little earlier now and waking up at the same time. That will get you on the same track. Also, they say spend time outdoors because the natural light really is a driving force behind our circadian rhythm. So this exposure to sunlight can really help alleviate the feelings of being tired. And don't, of course, consume caffeine too close to bedtime. Obviously, that's going to be an issue for you.
You just answered a question that Laura turned to me when we were talking about it. She's like, she's affected by this time change, big time. She's like, okay, do I need to go into bed earlier or stay up later? And I couldn't figure it out. I'm like,
earlier.
Earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's say she normally goes to bed at 9. Now she needs to go to bed at 8. Because that will be 9 next
week. Slowly start tweaking the time.
Yeah, it'll get her back on track.
Are we going to complain about it on Monday morning?
Of course. So, I mean, isn't that just tradition?
That's the standard. Spring forward, complain about it the following Monday. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I had the most embarrassing thing happen to me over the weekend. I forgot to talk to you guys about this because I was so mortified. I wasn't even thinking. I was at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway for NASCAR. I do the like in-track festivities, interviews, pit row, stuff like that. And we all kind of meet up in the media center. So the second floor is where the media center is. There's places for you to set up shop, your little desk that you're assigned. And they have bathrooms up there, which are really nice. So when you go to the bathrooms in the media center, the left side is the women's and the right side is the men's. So I just always kind of walk, do a hook into the women's restroom. So that's just been my kind of thing right before I go out. I go to the bathroom, check the hair, check the makeup, go to the bathroom. We're good to go. So we're downstairs on the first floor of the media center. And this is a different area. This is like where all the drivers come through. It's kind of the help desk, stuff like that. And I'm like, gosh, I got to go out there, but I really got to go to the bathroom. So I'm going to run to the bathroom really quick. Same thing that I do on the second floor. I walk over to the bathrooms, which are directly below the second floor bathrooms, and do a little hook to go in. I walk in and I go to a stall and I turn and I look and there's all these urinals against the wall and men standing there. And I'm like, what? And then I look at the I'm like, oh my gosh, this setup is so weird. And the guys are looking at me.
They're taking care of their business.
Oh yeah, they're standing there with everything hanging out. And I go, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, you said that out loud?
Yes, because I was freaking out and I covered my eyes. I was like, I'm so sorry. And I walk out. I don't know why on the first floor they have the bathroom set up on the opposite
side. Why they flip-flop them?
As they do on the second floor. I was so confused, totally walked into the men's restroom. The guys didn't say a word to me. Like, one of them was laughing and thought it was funny, but I was so mortified. Man, it looks different in your bathrooms.
It does.
It looks so different.
Well, here's the thing. It looks different in the ladies' room, too.
No, it's normal.
What happened to me? I was at the Suncoast. I was going to go see the Barbie movie, and I'm walking in, and I had to use the bathroom really bad before the movie started, and I see the restroom, and so I start to beeline to the restroom. As I'm walking to the restroom, I kind of cut in front of a couple who give me a strange look, like, where's this guy going, looking at me. And I go into the restroom and I see nothing but stalls. I'm like, this is an interesting setup at the Suncoast. Nothing but stalls in the men's room. So I go in and I start taking care of business.
Oh, you actually went?
Started going.
Oh, I didn't even do that.
But there's one of those moments where I'm like, why are there all stalls here? Wait a second. Why was that couple looking at me oddly when I walked in here? I'm like, whoa, no, I'm in the ladies' room.
You're like, it's so fancy. There's no line.
It
What's
smelled
going on?
Good.
I've upgraded.
It was fantastic. So I cut things off and I left and went to the men's room. No one saw me. I wasn't like you, Mercedes, but that when you walk into a bathroom and it's nothing but stalls, like, whoa.
Have you ever accidentally walked into something wrong, a situation? What did you walk into on accident? 702-364-9400. Billy, what happened to you?
So when I was 18, I went to Cabo for a wedding, and it was my first time to legally drink. And after the wedding, so I was pretty annihilated. After the wedding, went to walk back to my hotel room, but ended up going to the wrong hotel and pounding on the wrong door. And the people, it was like 2 a.m, the people answered the door and the guy was not happy at all.
Oh.
I just started walking down the hallway looking for my room, and thank God my family loved me enough to come find me.
Oh, I was going to say, who rescued you? That's terrifying. Yeah, it's terrifying for both parts because you don't know where you're at. And then this couple is like, excuse me?
Yeah, who's this guy
happening?
Banging on the door?
This guy who's annihilated. I loved your word.
Hey, it's Tuesday, so coming up next, we got Try It Tuesday.
This is something that it's a new product, just came out, and we're going to try it for the first time. I've heard some positive things. Is it worth the hype? We'll find out. Try It Tuesday is coming up next.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and we've got Heads Up in about 5 minutes. And when you win it, you get tickets to Dancing with the Stars live.
It is Tuesday, and that means it is time for Try It Tuesday, where we try something before you do, so we can tell you if it's worth your time, your effort, your money, all the things. We're live streaming right now, but because Facebook and Instagram are currently down, I doubt it's going across there, but we are on YouTube. If you want to check us out there, just look up Mercedes in the Morning, like and subscribe. So today we're talking about something that was actually trending last week. And today we are trying from KFC, the new chizza. What is chizza? It is chicken that is like a pizza.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
We all just opened them up.
Pizza. Chizzeria.
Hey, pizza.
So what does everyone think? If you haven't heard, this just came out this week, the new chizza from KFC. And we want to thank our friends over at the KFC on Warm Springs and Rainbow. Our friend Juan stopped by with our chizzas today. So it's basically two chicken breasts. They say it's not pizza, it's chizza. It's chicken breasts covered with zesty marinara and melty mozzarella cheese and crispy pepperoni. And these are the extra crispy 100% white meat chicken breasts.
How does one eat this? Because pizza, I don't use utensils, I use my hands. but you just pick this up with your hands. You get it. They gave us utensils if we need it. How do we tackle this thing? It smells great.
Well, I have a spork.
Same, same.
And a knife. So I'm going to cut her up. Yeah, I'm not going to eat her like that. And I'm going to save this for lunch today, too, because this looks really, really good.
It's
I hope
heavy.
I like it.
It's a meal.
Comes in a cute little personalized box, like a little pan pizza box, you would say.
I like that there's two of these in here, so you can like split it up and have it one for one meal and one for another one. Yeah, there's two chicken breasts in there.
Oh, it cuts very easily, too.
Yeah, no bone. Just mm-hmm. all chicken.
Okay, so we're trying chitza today. Does anyone want to go first? I'm trying to get more information on the chitza. Like,
I can go first.
How much do they cost? Do we know the prices on the chitza? Yeah, go for it. Let us know how it is, Steph.
Mm-hmm.
Good?
Mm-mm-mm. I love the mozzarella cheese with the pepperoni. On top of a chicken. I've never thought to do it, but it's really good.
It's a very low carb situation here. If you're eating, you know, you're watching your macros, trying to get that protein in. It sounds like it's a good option for you. It looks like it's $9.99 for the chitza, if you want it.
You're getting a lot of food for $9.99. This is two meals here.
Who wants to go next?
JC, go for it.
I'm cutting ready to go, so let's see what we got here. That's great chicken.
Isn't it? It's very tasty. It's not dry at all.
Sweet. Into the marinara. It's just sweet.
Yeah.
A little salty. That's delicious. Is this the pizza? Is this the cheese and the pepperoni from Pizza Hut? Because Pizza Hut and KFC
sometimes they share?
Are the same family. They're in the same family. So I wonder if the ingredients, if they're just getting the stuff from Pizza Hut. Because that is really tasty.
That's right. They have those restaurants that are both.
Yeah, so I wonder if this is Pizza Hut's marinara sauce and also their cheese and the pepperoni. Because that's good. That's delicious. Salty, but it's good.
They say that the whole thing is 820 calories and 66 grams of protein. So if you cut that up in half, 410 calories, 33 grams of protein. Not a bad option there.
This is really good. I recommend eating it with utensils, not like a pizza or something.
Yeah,
keep it clean. Go ahead, Mercedes.
Okay.
Give it a shot.
I'm going for it.
Look at Steph. It's got it zoomed in.
I got it zoomed in because someone is asking if there's bread coating. There is bread coating, right?
Yeah, on the chicken?
Yeah, on the chicken.
It's the extra crispy chicken. So there we go. We got some pepperoni on there, some cheese.
The chizza from KFC.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, if you love KFC, you're going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's not sugarcoat it. It's just basically a piece of chicken with marinara and cheese and pepperoni on it. But if you like that, it's delicious. I like it. I think it's fantastic.
I love how there's peppers covering the entire chicken. There's not like that one where you got to move so you get the bite. It's on every single thing, on every bite.
There's a lot of cheese on there, too.
Yeah.
It's going to be filling. Like I said, you can buy the single serving too, or you can get the two pack. And I love this idea because I've got two meals all done. Possibly
this could be three meals. Yeah, this is heavy.
These are really big.
There's a lot
breasts.
Of meat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a fan. The bread coating is there, but like I said, as far as calories go, for the box of two, 820 calories, 66 grams of protein. So if you're looking for a protein source, I don't have carb count on that. But hey, I'm a fan.
Same.
I like the chitza. Thumbs up for me.
Thumbs up for everyone on the chitza.
Yes. That's good stuff. Now back to my chitza.
We're going back to eating now. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. It is BJ. Woo! How are you?
I'm doing good.
Let's get you these tickets here, BJ. Your caller 20. Pick a category for Heads Up this morning. Do you want to go with Frosted Flakes, Dr. Green Thumb, Women's Day, or Barbie Dolls?
Let's go with Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes. National Cereal Day is on Thursday. So these are all different cereal brands. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Let's go with JC. I went with
Melissa or Mercedes last time.
Hey, you know what? This is twice in one show, JC.
This is the first.
This is
an honor. Thank you, BJ.
I
appreciate it. Let's do this, buddy. You got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct and you win. And we start now. These are magically delicious.
Lucky Charms.
Yes. Toucan Sam is the mascot for these.
Fruit Loops.
Yes. Bruce Jenner used to be on the cover of this box. Athletes eat this.
Flakes.
No,
not Frost Flakes. Wheaties.
Yes. I'll skip that next one. You just said this one. They're great.
Frosted Flakes.
Yes. He leads the ship. You eat this cereal. It's like
Crunch.
Yes. Cuckoo for these. They're
Cocoa Puffs.
Yes. Oh yes!
You got it. Great job, you guys. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. See, it's my son's birthday. Last time I won on my daughter's birthday on April 22nd.
Oh, my gosh. And that's my birthday, too. I love it.
I knew that.
Congratulations, BJ. You got to make it a tradition, you know, when there's something to celebrate. Congratulations.
Yeah. BJ, you're all set with these tickets to Dancing with the Stars Live. That's happening Friday, March 22nd at the Pearl Concert Theater. And we'll have more of these tickets tomorrow morning with Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour. This is Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. It's hard to believe that it's already here, but next week, Clark County School District goes on spring break. Spring break is upon us. A lot of people are going to be traveling, taking little mini vacations, all the good stuff.
We've got a coworker of ours that is down in Cabo right now, and they were super excited about their trip to Cabo and talking about it. I went to Cabo once. Is there a popular destination that people just love, but in your mind, you went there and things were just overrated? And if so, why? I've only been to Cabo once, so I'm basing it on just one experience, but a buddy of mine had a 40th birthday celebration down there. And we all flew down there. It was a whole thing. Stayed at a super nice resort.
I can tell how much you loved it already, the way you're just, it was a whole thing.
Transportation, this, that, and everything. And it was a really nice time. But as we're down there celebrating, I'm thinking, this is just Newport Beach South. We could have done this whole thing in Newport Beach, much easier to get to, same accommodations, same beach, it's in the ocean and everything, and just enjoying it. I just felt like Cabo, because everyone's like, yeah, we'll go to Cabo, go to Cabo. It was a little bit overrated.
No offense, but you went one time.
That's what I said. I'm basing on one experience.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you're like, you can't generalize a whole place over one time. You have to have multiple visits there.
My experience, the one time to Cabo,
that
great
was
time.
Overrated for you.
But I'm like, this is Newport Beach. We could have done this. We could have been in Newport Beach. Much easier to get to. But it was, again, my buddy's birthday. That's what we wanted to do. That's why I did it. But is there a place that you've been to that you got there and like, what's the hype? I don't get it.
702-364-9400. Some of our best friends love Cabo. They go all the time. It is their most favorite place in the world. They keep asking us to go down there with them. I have been one time also. It was for my sister's wedding. So I didn't get to see a whole lot of it. I was basically at the resort and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel like I have like enough experience with Cabo to make a statement like that, positive or negative. What I saw was absolutely beautiful, but like I didn't even go into town or anything. It was resort and resort only. But is there a place that you've been to and you hear the hype and you're just like, it was fine, or it wasn't as good, or is completely overrated? Steph, do you have a place like that?
Rhode Island is overrated. I'm sorry if anyone's from Rhode Island, but when I lived in Connecticut, everyone was hyping up Rhode Island. You gotta go to Rhode Island. You gotta go see where Great Gatsby Mansion was filmed. Oh my God, it's along the beach. So I'm even getting recommendations from Facebook. Same thing. You gotta check out the mansions in Rhode Island. And it's a little city called Newport. How funny. So I go there and James are like, all right, what's the hype about? Let's go. You can't even see the mansions because they're all blocked off. They're like in these beautiful estates, but you can't really see them. So we're just walking along the beach and like, sadly, well, I'm kind of spoiled. I'm from San Diego. I'm like, I could have done this in San Diego. I could have walked around La Jolla. Same thing. So to me, sorry, only been there once, but Rhode Island, it's overrated.
I'm trying to see like, what are the best things to do in Rhode Island? Because it's a small state.
I think it's the smallest state in the country.
Yeah, it is. It's the smallest state. And there's some of the things they list. You just mentioned the mansions of Newport. And that was literally the first thing on there.
Lift it in. Yay, I can't even walk inside.
Newport's Cliff Walk and the Breakers. Did you do that?
That's the place I went to.
Stroll down Bellevue Avenue.
Went down Bellevue Avenue.
Boring.
Snooze fest.
The Rogers Williams Park Zoo and Carousel Village.
San Diego Zoo is probably better. No offense.
I don't know why I feel so sorry for these places. I think it's because when I hear people talk trash about Vegas, I get so offended.
Bring
so
it on. Who's talking trash? I'll take them out.
Oh, my gosh. People from Rhode Island and Cabo, probably.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
A lot of people have been wondering what is happening with my Facebook page and what is going on with my Instagram. Well, it is down. It is down across the... Now, I was going to say country, but it's really the world. There is something happening with Meta's platforms. That includes Instagram, Facebook, and Messenger. So if you are one of the many who got logged out of your account, no, you are not being hacked. This is what we know so far, that it is just Meta-owned social media platforms that have gone down. More than 500,000 users are reporting issues right now. There's just posts all over Twitter where everyone has ended up talking about
Twitter's
what's
like,
going
welcome
on.
Back, everyone.
Yeah. So if you're having login issues, there's definitely something going on. Meanwhile, Instagram feeds are not loading. Users are receiving the message that something went wrong. So it is not just you. And we'll keep you posted when we know more.
Last week was AT&T was down. This week, Meta's down.
I'm telling you, something's up. Something is up.
Interesting.
It's very weird.
Mm-hmm.
Also this morning, for the first time ever, a daily birth control pill will be available in the U.S. without a prescription. It's called O-Pill. It's the over-the-counter contraceptive pill, and it's going to be headed to pharmacy and store shelves across the country later this month. Here's what we know about O-Pill so far. According to its manufacturer, Perrigo, the pill is a progesterone-only birth control pill, which is sometimes called a mini pill. It doesn't contain any estrogen in it. It's going to sell for $19.99 for a one-month supply, $50 for a three-month supply, and $90 for a six-month supply. It's going to be sold at major retailers like Amazon, Walgreens, CVS, Target, as well as online. And it's also available for pre-order from a lot of retailers right now. This birth control pill was approved by the FDA for over-the-counter use in July, making it the first daily birth control pill cleared for sale without a prescription in the U.S. It's 98% effective when taken as directed. And the company says it plans to offer a cost assistance program to help qualified low-income, uninsured individuals obtain the product at low or no cost.
That's great.
Yeah, I think this is fantastic.
And you said you get it through Amazon as well? Talk about ease of getting something.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's going to make things a lot easier for people. Finally, this morning, if you are a fan of New Kids on the Block, have I got some news for you. The boy band revival continues. New Kids on the Block, they're dropping their first album in 11 years. It's called Still Kids, and it's going to be released on May 17th. Pre-orders include a deluxe CD with exclusive photos, vinyl exclusive, and a Still Kids-themed deluxe CD box. The band also released a new single, Kids. They're going to perform it live for the first time on the Kelly Clarkson Show on Friday.
This is big, and you had kind of teased, too, speaking of boy bands, NSYNC possibly having a song on Justin Timberlake's new album. Well, that's been confirmed.
Yep.
So we got a new NSYNC song coming with all the guys. New Kids on the Block. What are they called? Still Kids, the album?
Still Kids.
Still Kids. Kids at heart.
It's like boys to men. They're like, well, now they're men to...
Now we're just men.
Men to what?
Let's go see!
Yeah, I know there's a lot of fans. We played New Kids on the Block this morning for the pre-show. You pick them, and so many people were excited about it. I was never, like, into New Kids on the Block, but I definitely know they have a huge fan base.
I was
going
to say, did you have a favorite? Was your boy band was more like Backstreet Boys,
yeah,
Boys to Men, NSYNC, and stuff like that.
But, hey, no shade for New Kids on the Block. I do like hanging tough.
Yeah. Who doesn't like to hang tough? It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Did you know the average man, and maybe you can confirm or deny this, the average man experiences feelings of insecurity more than 900 times a year? Is that above your threshold or below your threshold? 900 times a year.
That seems really high.
That's, you know, like three times a day you're feeling insecure about something. And maybe it's not like just outright like, oh, I'm insecure about my looks, or I'm insecure about, you know, where I measure up to someone else. Maybe it's just an insecurity within yourself, like you're not good enough for something, or you don't have the confidence to do something.
About three times a day. I would bump that. For me, I would lower it a little bit. I mean, there's days where it's probably higher per day. There's other days where they're good days, and just like the confidence is just oozing out, and I feel fantastic. So I would bring it down a little bit. I wouldn't say as high as 900 times a year, but there's definitely days where it's more than others.
80% of men say they think that there's pressure from society for them to behave in a certain way, and all this pressure to be like manly leaves 29% of guys wishing that they could embrace their feminine side a little bit more, but it's not considered manly. I feel like, aren't we past that? Like, you know, do what makes you happy. And I love, like, for instance, that whole Jason Kelce retirement announcement yesterday, where the man was showing his true emotions. I got to play this again because it's so just heartwarming.
And so this all brings us here to today, where I announce that I am retiring. Where I announce I am retiring from the NFL after 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. And today, I must admit, I am officially overrated. Vastly overrated. It took a lot of hard work and determination getting here.
That man just put his emotions on his sleeve. He was not afraid to cry. And I love that. I love men who can show their emotions.
I would agree with that. I feel like we're past that manly man thing. And I don't think you can pigeonhole guys. I think guys have so many different emotions. And don't be ashamed to show those emotions, whether it be the emotional side, whether it be that manly side doing manly type stuff, or that feminine side where you're getting beauty stuff. I think guys have hopefully move past that, and they just embrace who they are. And I think there's so many different layers to guys. I don't think you can pigeonhole a guy as like, oh, he's the outdoorsman. Well, I'm sure that outdoorsman has that feminine side where he likes doing girly type things.
Well, yeah, but let's be honest. Not a lot of guys agree with you, and not a lot of guys do that. It's very rare to see men really like embracing that and showing their emotions. And I hope that's changing. You're seeing more of it. But how do you like to embrace that feminine side? What is something that you really like to do that maybe, you know, the manly man would say, oh, you can't do that. But you're like, you know what? I like it. It makes me happy. I'm going to do it. 702-364-9400. Jesse is on the phone. Hey, Jesse, what is it for you?
I kind of disagree. You know, being a father of four daughters, you know, you really got to be in touch with that side if you want to engage the right way. And, you know, my kids range from 8 years old to 18. And, you know, definitely, you know, there's times to be manly and there's times not to be. And with all the girls in the house, you got to kind of stick with them.
There's something about a girl dad that really has, like, you guys can channel the best of both worlds. Like, you can be dad who they look up to, and then you could be dad who really does understand the emotions that come with daughters. And, I mean, just children in general. I hate to just say daughters, because there's emotions with sons, too. But that's really cool that you recognize that, Jesse. And I think a lot of dads out there recognize it. Girl dads, just dads in general. Special breed, man. I love dads. Dads are the best.
Jesse, what's the one thing you do look forward to doing? Is it like a beauty routine or something that your daughters do that you really get into doing?
So luckily, all my kids play sports. You know, they play club soccer, so they are pretty physical for the girls, and you know, we look forward to that every weekend. You know, I get to have almost like having boys with the sports they play, but still get to do the nails and talk about the makeup stuff and get to go to their dances. But on the field, they are as strong as could be, and when they're home, they're girly. So
yeah, you want strong women, you want strong sons. Like my text just came in. It says my husband has no problem to focus on himself with skincare, pedicures, but he is a super strong, manly man. There's nothing wrong with taking good care of yourself. I hate that a lot of men feel like there's that pressure to be super manly. You don't have to be. We still love you.
Do you see those guys? Because, like, all the guys in, like, in my circle and stuff, and thinking of coworkers, they embrace both sides. But do you see that manly guy in your life that's just like, I can't do that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not in my life, but just in general. I feel like there's more men out there that are afraid to express that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great that you're super in touch with that and that your friends are, too. But I think that mostly guys like to put on that, you know, front, like, I'm a man.
Well, if you're that guy, I'm a man. It's okay to take that mask down. Just be who you are. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Tuesday. Make sure you join us tomorrow. We will be back with more tickets for you to see Joe Coy. We'll be giving those away with a Mega Minute in the 7 o'clock hour. We are headed out. We have Steph. She is hanging out with you to get you through your workday, so stick around. And right now it's time for the line of the day.
We talked about the man who was staying at the Venetian and was stung in the testicles by a scorpion. Well, we noticed a theme when it comes to where bugs and insects like to sting guys.
It wasn't me. It was one of my friends outside of Tucson and through high school. We were outside of Tucson shooting guns in the desert, and an ant went up his leg and bit him in the testicles.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Why are animals going there?
And he passed out.
He screamed, and oh, my God.
Oh, I like his reenactment.
So good.
That's the best part.
That was the best part of that call right there. Well, that'll do it for show number 2017 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.